Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/acast. That's burrow.com/acast. burrow.com/acast.
I remember back on our very first date in the backseat of my car.
Well, see, when we got together, we thought we better just play a few bars of it, because Kev would be too disgusting for the podcast that we end up doing. Now Kev's the cleanest part of this hour. As we say, welcome to another edition of Scotty and Swanee. Thanks to Sheen Panel Service, 1300 Repair, our great friends at Sheen. How good has Sheen been? When we first sat down, it was two of the greats of the game. We'll discuss footy issues every week. We're yet to discuss any footy, I don't think, all year. Hello, Scotty. Hello, Dave.
We've discussed some shit, though, let me tell you.
The last few days have possibly been the most traumatising couple of days of my life.
Is your brand been damaged yet?
My brand's fucked. simple as that. If I was a brand, I'd be stocked at NQR.
Mate.
But I tell you what, mate, I'm off you. I'm so off you. I don't know how this has happened. Have I become the experimenter? Have I become the one that has to research
all this shit?
You
know who I've got a bone to pick with?
Who?
The cities of Boston and Cleveland. What the fuck goes on in those cities? Mate, they are not well.
Everything starts with Boston or Cleveland.
What the fuck happened in those cities?
All I have done, mate, for the last couple of days since you've set me on the task of a few of these things is search stuff on Google and then delete my history.
Mate, some cyber police outfit's going to come and arrest you.
Mate, they won't be cyber police. It'll be some sort of institution with a big white padded van and a straitjacket.
There are some
really bad things out there. And I need to tell our listeners, just please, please, no more things about poo. Please.
Mate.
I beg you.
I know, mate. And I thought I knew some shit. Well, pardon the pun. I was reasonably hip to the street beat and you.
Yeah, and
knew some stuff. Fuck, boy, was I wrong? There's some lovely people around Melbourne walking around, some sick demons inside themselves. Like, some of the people come up to me and say they look like normal people, and then they give me these words to look up, mate. They're fucking disgusting. Yeah. They're not well. So there's some crook humans in this world.
I had a gentleman at the airport, and just an update on last week's discussion about our podcast hitting airlines. This is the research I do. I flew to Adelaide Virgin, not on there.
Mm-mm.
I flew home today, Qantas, still not on there.
Maybe after today. Maybe after you. Maybe
chances
after you.
Of anything changing?
Oh, plenty. I think they'll get wind of it pretty soon.
Well, maybe after you tell me what the Boston pancake, Shoemaker
something. No, not the Shoemaker, Stephen. The Boston Shoemaker.
The Lindbergh lemonade, mate.
Ralphie's asked us to go down that rabbit hole a little later in the show.
It's not well.
I might give you some sort of inclination what a Lindbergh lemonade is. But, mate, we're rubbing off on people. I had a bloke come up to me at the Virgin Lounge and say, and it took me a little while, it was early, walked up to me and said, "Sitting in the middle seat today, are you, mate?" Said, no, I just actually had to pay money to not. Oh, right. No, no, I'm not. And to show that we are rubbing off on a lot of people, Nims over here sitting in a jumper that says Bukkake, anyone? Fuck, Nims?
We need to really finish this podcast, Quick Smart. Melbourne's going to turn into Boston or Cleveland, Quick Smart, let me tell you. That's going to be the Melbourne steamer, the Melbourne fucking who knows.
No,
but
won't be.
I know.
You're both recognisable.
It's going to be our fault.
You're both recognisable. I'm not. I'm walking up St Kilda Road on Sunday with my son. Like, I said, Ralphie? I said, yeah. He goes, Dutch rudder. And walks off.
I don't even know what that is.
I don't want to look it up.
Yeah, rudder seems to have something to do with the arsehole again, no doubt. Or so, I don't know. But
just no more of that, people.
And
please.
And the other thing I'm not having ever again is a hot meal. What? You dropped that fucking wisdom of knowledge on me before we got in here, and I can't get it out of my head. I'm going to give the listeners that one by the end.
No, you won't. You can't do that.
Why not?
Because it's just rank. It's just sick.
Hold on, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going
to... I'm having salad for the rest of my life. There's no way you can make salad into some sort of sexual thing.
Nah,
a hot meal, they've just really ruined for us all.
My boss spoke to me.
And coprophagia?
Oh, no. Just we said later.
Eat shit, no.
What?
Eat shit.
Well, no. Just tell me what it is.
Eat shit.
The obvious.
That's not very nice,
point.
Scott.
It's what it is. Coprophagia.
The obvious starting point would be the slide. Queen's birthday slide for this week.
Yeah.
And we don't start with the obvious.
No.
Dane, what was that shit we saw on Instagram about Dan Murphy's? What was that?
About Dan Murphy's?
Yeah, what were you doing? Yeah, you're in Dan Murphy's doing some sort of promotion. No, no.
He
said the obvious thing would be the slide.
We're not starting with the obvious. We don't do obvious.
You threw me then. mate has a vodka drink.
Right.
Like a pre-mixed vodka soda. And yeah, so he asked me.
Is any chance of maybe bringing some into someone in the studio that drinks vodka, lime and soda and I could taste test it? Let me do that experiment for a change.
There is.
Instead of sticking ginger in my ass all the time, let me taste his drinks.
There is, but the problem is I've got an interlock, so I wouldn't be able to drive the fucking car home. So I've only got a month left or so after that we'll have one. Probably on our last show, which is probably coming up very fucking soon. Oh, what is it?
Are you concentrating?
Just look, no Dutch. You two keep talking for a while.
We must be the two, threest naive people in Melbourne.
No, we're just not that sick.
Surely no one does. Surely there's not people out there doing this kind of stuff. What are you? Ralphie's crying.
Yeah, Dutch runner, when you. What have we become?
Ralphie's in tears.
Hey, Swanee, how was the slide?
Hey, fuck with you.
It was the slide.
Is that a Urban Dictionary thing? The slide.
I don't reckon. I don't reckon after the slide you could have done a Dutch runner. I don't reckon he could. It would have shrunk up to nobody's business.
Oh wow.
Hey, you're a terrific mate, and well done for being a part of that. And Spider-Man, do you want to just explain the Spider-Man thing to listeners that might have been going, what?
That's right,
you're right. You're right.
Jesus.
So that red button there, if you press
that's
it,
an right,
if you press it, it turns your mic off.
And you know, obviously, Ralphie's foaming from the mouth. Ralphie just spewed water. He legit just spewed water.
It's a new studio, Ralph. We're going to kick it out. What is wrong with you? We'll start again.
Look at him. I'm recording him, so I'll whack it on our socials. He's off. He's had enough. Ralphie, you're back.
Yeah, Ralph. Come on, mate.
Ralphie, you're back.
Ralphie, we are rudderless without you. God, Jesus. Come on.
He's lost it. Ralphie's dead set lost it. Right, we have to start. We're filming this next week, aren't we?
Yeah,
we probably missed a good one to film.
We'll get this on.
Because Ruffy just spewed in the chum. Ruffy just spit water out fucking in the corner.
We're in a brand new studio. No, we're not. We're doing this off-site, and just in case Hutchie gets wind of this, we're doing this off-site in another...
We've been banished to the basement. We used to be up the top with the radio, but they've kicked us down. So where were we?
The slide.
Our host has fucking lost it.
All right, so slide.
Start again.
Why you're
put
in...
Kevin Bloody Wilson back on. Let's start again.
And tell him why you're in Spider-Man kit. Refresh your memories.
Probably sucking them in. because in 07, when the footy club and the AFL didn't invite me to the Brownlow, I obviously thought I must have had a shit year.
Yeah.
I was leading it off about, you know, after round 8 or 9, and then we're on MMA Monday.
Yes.
Which, for me, the hardest thing in football to do, I don't know if I've said it on this podcast before, the hardest thing I think in football to do is when you get beat on a Friday night and your last game of the year to make it to Mad Monday.
Yeah, yeah,
it's
yeah.
It's hardest thing in footy.
Yeah,
you've got to go Friday night, Saturday night, Sunday, and then you're going to roll up Monday. It's the toughest thing to do in footy.
Well, it seems you've got the hang of it.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's fucking tough, man, let me tell you. My Dutch rudder's there. Not at all. Absolutely not. But, yeah, we're on our Mad Monday, and obviously most teams dress up on our Mad Mondays, yeah. And I was in Spider-Man outfit and kind of, I made a little bit of news, the traction that I was in a Spider-Man outfit when I should have been at the Brownlow.
And
so.
If they demanded that you were to go there, I think your answer was, I'll come now.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll come right now for you, if you like, in your kit. And
would have been an awesome speech.
It would have been fantastic.
Oh, Jesus. But thanks, Cooler Heads prevailed, and I didn't get a vote in the last half of the year. I think Bartel was a deserving winner that year. So
sure.
He's a much better player than me, so... He deserved it.
Oh, he's a fantastic footballer.
Yeah, no, he's a great footballer.
Good bloke.
Yeah, he's a lovely guy.
Tell us about the slide experience, though, for those who don't know behind the scenes and all the meeting up and everything.
Sure, as in the day.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a lovely day. Got there.
Yeah, hang on a second. What time did you have to be at the MCG?
12:45.
What time did you get to bed?
What? That was a private conversation. We're talking a private group chat.
I was just asking you what time you got to bed.
What, a reasonable hour?
It's a reasonable hour for brunch.
Man, I thought I had myself well. No.
You did too.
I went to the Albion Sun. I'd been there for a while because I'd been away and enjoyed myself a little bit. And I actually went home earlier than what I would have because.
So you went home.
Yeah. Because, you know, it's a great day. I don't even want to fuck it up. So, I was there at about 1, I guess. And all the boys were in there. Oh, and the women, I guess. Everyone was in there. And we were in the rooms and just got changed and had a couple of photos, signed a few stuff. Neil gave us a pump up, which was awesome.
What did you say?
The man that'll stay between us in the...
Yeah,
you know,
okay. Yeah,
yeah. But, right. It was very motivational. He just told us to enjoy the day, you know. Couple of other things which I won't repeat, but pretty much just enjoy the day. Thanks for coming, and it means a lot, and you know, that kind of stuff, which you know is awesome. Got up on stage on the whatever you want to call it near the slide,
and kept to last.
Yeah, I was kept to last. Obviously Collingwood game, I thought I was going first, so I was the first one read out, like on the when they introduced everyone to say who was coming, I was the first name. But allowed to the media, and then so I thought I'd be going first, but I went last, which is good. Obviously, Rui probably stole the show with his Queen stuff.
Wasn't he fantastic?
Everyone was good. Everyone got it in the spirit.
Yeah.
Well, you know, a lot of it, you know, it's not more really my thing, but we got up there and, you know, like I said, Neil, if you asked me to do it again tomorrow, you know, I think there wouldn't be a person in Australia that would knock him back.
Yeah.
So he's a fantastic human. Like I said on my Instagram post, how he hasn't been Australia the years got me fucked, but, you know, it's coming at some stage, I would imagine. He's as inspirational and motivational as a person you'll ever meet. To raise over $40 million for a disease, which he's obviously battling, and he could have easily packed up shop and just spent a lot of time with his family and stuff till, unfortunately, the end. But he stood here and fought, and is fighting. So, amazing day, and we obviously enjoyed the festivities after.
And there's still opportunities for people in Adelaide and I think Perth as well. I don't think Perth had football on the weekend, no. For them to buy their beanies too. There'll be beanies in Adelaide at the footy tonight. Gee, get this out quick, Ralph.
whatever day in the world it is.
And Perth. So there's still opportunities. And if you didn't get a beanie, you can still, as Swanee said last week, put in your 50 cents or your buck or your 500 bucks, whatever you got to spend.
Well, it's actually for those employed listening, we might not be for much longer, but fightmnd.org.au, and any donation is tax deductible this time of year, and you get it back in 3 weeks. Think of it that way. Yeah. You thought of it that way?
Such a little Jewish mentality about the
nothing's
boys.
Nothing's for nothing with Ralphie.
But anyway, tax time. This is when he's as hard as a cat's head.
hey, in fairness, I'm only Jewish on my accountant side. It's a stolen joke, but I don't think I can contribute to
anyone. Use it.
No, but I was going to say the Outrage Society might have a go at the person who did come up with the joke. Swanee, what do you think of people who steal stuff?
No, I don't enjoy it at all.
No.
The scourge of the neighbourhood, I think.
I think so. I think so. It's just wrong people who steal stuff. Now, I thought I'd text something pretty funny to you guys, and I didn't even get much of a laugh or a response back recently.
What was a text?
I text that Kane Corn said, "This is the best thing you'll ever see on the internet."
Yeah, which he's reading and doing the internet wrong.
Yeah, well, that's it. Because
what was it?
That was the Eddie Betts thing in Alice.
Yeah.
With all the kids just all over Eddie's high-fiving and hugging the crowd.
He said Eddie Betts was in Alice. I was like, Jesus. I'm not sure about that. Poor old Alice.
His wife thinks.
Exactly.
Yeah. So I texted you guys when I saw Kane said, "This is the best thing you see on the internet." Kane needs to get out more, and you can see better things than that on the internet. But I didn't get a response. I thought, it's probably a bit of a shit joke, and fair enough too. But after we did the last podcast,
I might have used it.
Scotty with any mark.
Kane Corns he'll just keep baiting everyone. If you keep responding, leave Cornsy alone. He'll have no one to talk to but himself.
Yeah, speaking of talking about your recurrence, that sort of stuff.
No, we don't worry about that. Speaking of that, Cornsy put out a thing on the internet the other day with Eddie Betts being surrounded by the people up in the Alice. He said, "This is the best thing I've seen on the internet." Well, Cornsy, you're looking at the wrong stuff.
That's not word for word. That's new material.
You told it better.
Yeah, it's new material.
You told it better.
Get a
You're
job.
Both aren't wrong, though.
Get a job where you can't listen to the radio in the middle of the day.
Was in the car after we taped our last podcast.
I walked straight upstairs and rolled out the material. Oops.
Now, did you have a room at the Big Freeze? Because a colleague would take
yes.
So
yep. I had a room there, my room.
Your room?
Yeah. The Roadwise Premier Lounge. And
did you brush off some former past greats saying they weren't as interesting as you again?
What? I had Darren Jolly in as a guest speaker. He said you stink of vodka and ran out and told my wife. I'm not sure what that was about, but anyway, I think he's got form. But it was good to see Giles and I had my family in there too. It was good. My daughter didn't see a kick. She caught a little spot in the corner of the room and coloured in for the whole day.
That's what I did at the G.
And I basically just went from the table to the bar. Refreshing Gnomesy's Sauv Blanc.
Oh, lovely.
Didn't work.
Did you see any...
Didn't work. Went to sleep.
Did you see any bald-headed
fools? No Lindbergh lemonades at home?
I didn't. we're not into that.
Later.
We're not into that.
I'd love to. I can't wait to know what it is.
You can wait. You won't be impressed. So if you... Yeah, bald-headed flogs.
What's going on at the moment with the crowd?
Apparently there is no crackdown.
Right.
But there's an awareness. What a crock of shit. You know, I don't mind to like abuse certain things and people. If I think they're shit, I'll tell them they're shit. Mm-hmm. And I was speechless on this. I just shook my head. Like got suspended by Richmond for calling the umpire green maggot, and some other bloke gets escorted out for calling the umpire bald-headed flog. Now, is that true that Matthew Nichols was the umpire and he heard it and pointed to him in the crowd?
I think so.
Because you know what? He's going to be busy fucking pointing every time he umpires now because I reckon 50,000 should crawl over the fence and call him a bald-headed flog because only a bald-headed flog would actually point to someone in the crowd and say, "Who called me a bald-headed flog?"
Well, but if he's not lying...
How can he be in trouble?
Exactly. Like,
he's bald-headed.
Is truth a defence?
And he's just proved it by those actions that he's a flog.
Is that a rhetorical question?
What's that?
Confuse him.
What?
Did you ever try using truth as a defence and it didn't
What'd
work
you call
for
me? Did you just call me?
I think he wants to give you a Dutch rudder.
Did truth ever help you at times?
No.
Nah, all blokes. No. Blokes go one. When you get caught, blokes your default position. Deny.
Wasn't me. It.
Nah, wasn't me. Well, don't know what you're talking about. I didn't do that. No way. I wasn't there.
But so.
Look, I'm just. It can't be true because
Joffa's taking a stance.
That's what I was going to do.
He's Joffa's
organising a protest.
Yeah, yeah. He's not going the footy.
And he's got the
especially
he's,
this week. Yeah, I suggest all Collingwood supporters don't go to the footy this week.
Do not go to the NCG this week. Yeah. Really stick it up.
Make a stand.
Yeah. And D supporters, don't you go either?
Well, the MCG or whoever it is, the AFL, whatever it is, pissing off the supporters probably isn't the one. You can piss off the players because they want to get paid and they still want to play because they're getting paid.
They'll keep playing.
The supporters are probably the one people you don't want to piss off. They pay our memberships. They make the game go round. So if no one turns up.
Is it a two-way street?
No. Abuse umpires. Like, seriously, umpires. No, it's.
No, I meant what if fans get abused by officials?
When does that happen?
On the way out.
At 20 minutes into the second quarter.
Melbourne GWS. Yeah, this bloke looks me in the eye, an MCC official, and he said, "Are you coming back, mate?" I don't need to cop that.
What about if umpires hear players bagging other players?
Yeah, exactly.
Seriously.
So, I mean, they get the boot?
Do you know what? Like, I'm all for boundaries.
Yeah,
and
of course.
There's certain places that you can't go. Yeah. Clearly not on this podcast. Yeah. But
if you think a decision's bad and you want to get up and voice your opinion, well,
cares? Let's not sanitise the living hell out of our society, our life, what it's like to be Australian. We used to embrace our Australian larrikinism.
Yep.
When I was playing at Collingwood, I loved being abused by the old supporters, going to Adelaide and getting hurled abuse because it was like that us against them mentality. I loved being hated, especially at a big club like the Pies.
I did not. It was awesome. Personally.
Used to try and use it to advantage and use that, you know, as motivation to go on the road and have a big win. Like, we loved it. I don't know. People are maybe a little too precious these days.
Absolutely, they're precious. Baldhead flog, it doesn't tick any box of racial vilification, sexual vilification, religious vilification.
Absolutely, and that is clearly out of bounds. And you should be the arse for anything like that. But doing an umpiring decision or something gives a spell.
Please,
it's a fair surprise though, Dane, that you don't get upset when people abuse you.
No.
You don't give that impression.
You're so highly struck. I just think it is the most. That would be right up there. I think I'm not sure I've heard of a more preposterous situation in football.
Yeah. So how would you compare someone screaming at the top of their lungs and just really not as you said, not racial, not swearing, compared to someone quietly just talking to their friend all day without even looking at the game?
Well, I'd almost prefer the person who's shouting at the umpire because he's there watching the footy, abusing whoever he wants to abuse or whatever. And then have these two Fremantle people, or the four and their two friends who are catching up for the first time in 25 years by the sounds of it, who didn't pay any attention. I'd rather them shout at the umpire. But and let's make it clear. We'll put it out there to the people. When you do that, right, and I'm against supporters bagging their own team, that just drives me right up the wall. But when you are doing this, when you are screaming and carrying on like this, it is at the footy around, all that sort of thing, and you're swearing and you're going over the top, it is more a reflection on you than anyone else.
Yeah.
So, try and rein it in, but still scream and cheer and shout. You go to the footy to have a good old vent. You might have had a bad week. You want to go and shout and scream at something that's not going to get upset back at you, except for if you're a bald-headed flog of an umpire.
I am amused by people, and I was in the media bubble for a dozen years, but I'm amused at people who go to every game in the media box and then judge how the crowd should react. Well, that's their job. You know, you're behind the glass. You don't actually get to experience. And as you said...
I've been in Adelaide this week, so I haven't seen any news.
Have you seen any TV shows?
I'll get onto that. Yes, I have. I'll get onto that.
More homework from Swatty.
But has there been anyone in the media that has said, "I think he has a point. I think we need to come down on this"?
Bit of that floating.
No, there's not.
Yes.
Name names right now. If you've heard anyone say that, name their name.
Well, I'll name the name.
There's always one contrarian out there that just wants to.
Wow.
Yes. You've been
contrarian. Did you hear that?
You've been looking
that's
up.
That's not an Urban Dictionary. That's in a dictionary.
Exactly, yeah.
That's word of the day. Toilet paper. That's what that is.
Speaking of toilet paper, I've got none at home. I'm going to steal a couple. My missus is away, so.
Steal?
No, yeah, she went away last week.
She just be away before that?
Yeah, if someone's got a full-time job, she's not fucking bad at not going.
But she couldn't get time off to go to Vegas.
Yeah, oh, that's a shame. But let me tell you, mate, I'm all over the new towels.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
You're just violating her bathroom?
Absolutely, mate. The towels are going to be fucked once they're done, once she gets back. You know, because after I do a couple of loads. What? Of washing.
No.
Of washing.
Oh, geez, that look in your face.
I'm not good at it. I'm not a great washer.
You put in the wrong stuff.
Probably, yeah. So, mate, the towels are going to be all hard and back to the way I like them and starchy.
Ralph's giving you a look. If he had bifocals, it'd be right over the top of them. And right over the top of that look he just gave with
I've also realised that I've got no toilet paper.
Ruth, that's a lot of water in the shower you got to use. one bloke asked us that. Fuck. Is it all right to jump straight in the shower?
Yeah, that wasn't good. Yeah, that was.
I was just picturing the old bear and the rabbit gag.
Yeah, that was
funny.
That was answering dash to the shower.
What was saying? What's that joke? I did love that joke. I plan on stealing
a couple of rolls from here. So yeah? Don't tell anyone.
Things are dusty.
Well, and Coles and fucking Woolworths are shut near me house. So,
oh no.
So I'm fucked.
Because they're the only ones.
There's nothing at home. Taylor come home. There's nothing at home.
Speaking of the bathroom. We got a direct message to our Facebook. Please like us.
Why do we always go back to the bathroom?
Well, because this lady sent me a personal message on our Facebook page. Please like us.
People are fucking not well, I tell you.
Stop asking people to like us, you absolute beggar.
So it took 18 shows before you all said something that finally disgusted me.
18 shows?
We have to 18. Jesus.
You all wet your toothbrush after you put the toothpaste on.
Yeah, of course.
Stand by. You know the actual reason to wet your toothbrush beforehand is to wash it. Are you putting a toothbrush with potential fecal matter on it in your mouths? Given Swanee is a mental eater, I wonder if this will forever change his routine of wetting both before and after the toothpaste goes on. Well, now, she sent me this link. Here it is from a Mamma Mia website, which must be true. Oh, dear God, we've got bad news, very bad news. Sorry to break it to you, but if you share a bathroom with other people, there's a very good chance you brush your teeth with your housemate's fecal bacteria this morning.
Really.
You see, every time you flush your toilet, poo particles are flung in the air, and if you store your toothbrush in the bathroom, chances are it's exposed to the very same particles.
Doesn't get stored in the shitter.
In the toilet, no.
But I brush my teeth in the shower, so it probably accidentally gets wet, and then, but I don't know. But
that's a good point.
I was actually thinking about something along
those lines. She's gone inside my head, though.
Yeah.
Who was that?
Well, I'll just finish this and then get back to you, Swanee. Speaking of Metro, hygiene expert Ralista Protonova explained how the bacteria on your toothbrush could lead to health concerns. Previous scientific studies have shown how E. coli and norovirus can be transmitted this way. If you keep your toothbrush near your toilet, these potentially deadly bugs can land on the bristles before you put them straight in your mouth.
No, it wouldn't be the worst it's been in my mouth. Ralphie's gone again. I was on Celebrity Jungle.
Yeah, that's right.
So I'm talking stuff like that. Like,
what's wrong with you, Ralph? Why do you always think the worst?
You're a sick man.
Stain?
I know. Yeah.
Your mind's been absolutely
ruined. Washing hands now before. when you go to have a piss now, do you wash your hands before or after?
After.
Well, say I would argue you have to do it before.
Why?
Because you've been out and running around all day, you got your hands all over stuff. So, it just sits in your undies. So,
unless you're planning on trying to bend in half and smoke your own pile, I'm not sure you need to really keep it that clean, to be honest with you. I mean, what? I'm not sure why you're worried if there's bugs on it.
No, you wash your hands. You wash your hands first.
Yeah, but why? Because you might put germs on your dick.
Well, that's the equivalent of washing your teeth first. Yeah. Right. Yeah.
So it's a courtesy thing to the next person who gets to give you a Dutch rudder.
Exactly. Yeah.
Ralphie, we try and stay serious. Look what happens.
That's my thought of the day. So wash your hands pre-toilet instead of after. And after.
One from Channel 9.
Definitely after. And that's a courtesy thing too, because you shake hands with a lot of people.
Yeah, exactly.
I'd be pretty pissed off if I just shook the hands with a bloke who went.
You'd be pretty pissed on, actually.
Yeah. If I went and shook hands with a bloke who just had a piss and didn't wash his hands.
It's disgusting.
It is.
It is. It's not bueno.
I'll call this Detective Swanee. I call this next bit Detective Swanee. Right. So, did you see the story about the lady on Emirates Airways?
Yeah, she run us through that just quickly.
She's suing the airline, yes. Saying she was dehydrated,
yeah.
Fell over, and that led to a whole chain of events. Now, given the fact she's suing Emirates, I reckon she could do us in no time. So let's
ease up on her.
Yeah, yeah.
Very suey.
I just want to play this 40 seconds from Channel 9 News last night, and I'll call this Detective Swanee and see if you can pick the part, which is Detective Swanee to the rescue.
What? How bad was that flight? I can't talk, sorry. The 54-year-old is suing Emirates for damages, claiming that staff failed to give her enough water on a flight, and in her dehydrated state, she fell and broke her ankle. The Moonee Ponds council worker says the physical injury is still painful led to her marriage breakdown. The confidence I had for myself, it's all gone. In March 2015, on the 14-hour flight from Melbourne to Dubai, the court heard that DeFalco was seated in economy seat 76D in the middle aisle of the plane.
There it is. In the middle aisle of the plane.
You lost me at Melbourne Council, Moonee Valley Council worker.
No,
but let's be careful because she's obviously very sensitive.
I'm just saying there's no good comes from the middle seat.
People did. I did ask to check that out. I stand with old mate because I did catch a glimpse of her.
Yep.
And.
Tumbleweed.
What? No. What? Yeah. Well, it looks like it would take a bit to hydrate her.
But I would have thought she had stores.
Okay. Yeah. So, in my opinion,
I'm the complete opposite of it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because I've almost lost my marriage for drinking too much. A number of occasions.
From Andrew Brown, what was the effect of the freeze M&D slide on the agates?
Hang on.
I'm not allowed to give me an opinion.
What do you think of this?
What do you think about it? Mate, I've also been very dehydrated on a plane, let me tell you. Especially leaving a couple of fucking cities. Mate, and I've broken an ankle. I nearly fucking necked myself. Let me tell you.
Did it?
Nearly jumped out the window.
Did it make you lose confidence in yourself?
Yeah, my confidence. I haven't got it back. But, mate, I've been to the point of asking for fucking ice so I could rub it on my head, and then I've been that dehydrated. But I was that, and I've been hurting that much. So I sympathise with DeFalco. Absolutely. Yeah. I might start suing airplanes.
Good to hear. From Andrew Brown, what was the effect of the freeze M&D slide on the agates? And Leanne, I've put it on our Insta photo. That's a cracking photo of you right behind.
It's better. Nah,
yeah.
That's nice. Stubby holder.
Thanks, Leanne.
But I'm just saying it's a nice photo.
See you, Scott.
Yeah. I'll be right back.
All right. Scott's off.
Was it cold on the agates?
Was it? Yeah, it was a little fresh. Yeah, there was shrinkage, it's fair to say. But it kind of woke me up, to be honest. But, it was all right. It was cold. It was for a great cause, so mentally I was going in, say I'll be fine. And that's what I did.
Are we getting you back?
I'm coming back. I just had to get me booked. All right.
Talk into the mic, would you, mate? We've had a couple of comments online saying Ralphie's a chipmunk.
Yeah, that was funny.
Exactly. Fair.
Yeah, that was funny. And someone said, just turn Ralphie's mic up. And I thought the best response, I can't remember who it was from, but I loved it, was it's not the mic. It's just that he's got his head under the desk most of the time.
So that was, I had to find this email. This was sent to me this was sent to my website, which is racetrackralphie.com.
What is it?
Racetrackralphie.com.au.
Right.
From Robert. Thanks for the weekend. He bought my racing stuff. Thanks for Scotty and Swanee. Holy shit, is it funny. I went out for lunch Wednesday afternoon and crossing a busy intersection, a city bus hit the curb and came within 8 inches of killing me. Eventually, the paramedics would have given my wife my phone. And when she saw the search history, the last two searches, Alabama Hot Pocket and Alaskan Pipeline, she may have spent the rest of her life thinking she married.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
A complete degenerate.
Yep.
I'm okay. Mate. She suspects it, but proof would have been in the head.
I'm telling you. Mate, there's no doubt. Mate, there's some normal-looking people walking around this town with some serious fucking issues. They lost some of the normalest of people. Come up and, mate, they drop a word on me. I was like, you filthy fucker. Mate, I can't practice this at home, can they? There's no way. It's not good.
Did you do the homework that they wanted you? Not that homework, but the other one about the Super Switch, the new TV show.
Yeah. Well, I watched enough.
I can't believe.
I watched enough.
When
to
a
get...
lover defecates on another lover. No, no. Boston pancake.
Whoa. Why would you do that?
Mate, you just showed me.
I did, mate. Stop it.
You did just show me. That's give me disgusting.
Give me my phone back.
Boston pancake.
No. Anymore. Anyway, so look, I did.
Oh, then the man ejaculates on the feces.
No.
Which acts as the syrup.
No. You know what? That's just rank. I can't have it anymore. Poo stuff, people.
Just stop.
Mate. How do you bring that up in convo with your better other half?
Check out Boston.
You don't.
Check out Boston Shoemaker.
Boston Shoemaker.
Super sweet. Okay,
he puts his foot in it and leaves it there to dry.
Oh, man.
The foot says, fucking Boston.
Hey, Bob, I've been in Boston too. I'm never going back there. Yeah, Boston and Cleveland and fuck off.
Ralphie's worried about it.
Should we banished?
Ralphie's got that I'm worried about my brand. Look at his face again. Listen, no more. We got accused by West Australian sporting journalist guru Tim Gossage of being a little X-rated.
Yes.
We said, fuck, we'll take that.
I know.
We'll take X-rated, no worries. It was a bit sick by Goss. It was begging us to give his Western Front that he does with Lockie Reed a plug. And there's no way at all, Goss, I'm going to give your podcast, The Western Front, a plug on this show. So go and get your own listeners. Bugger off, mate, The Western Front by Lockie Reed and Tim Goss.
And I was going to reply.
They will talk football.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
If you're interested in footy, you want to listen, WA footy. Now listen.
Does he know, just before we get to that, does he know we've got an exclusive arrangement with Jock and Juno to mention them and they'll give us fuck all?
Yeah, Goss will give us something back.
Right, yeah.
So I'm asking people who are interested in Western Australian football to go and listen to the Western Front. He will ask all West Australian degenerates to tune into Scotty's body. All right, so listen, the Super Switch that you got. This is bullshit, mate. That you make me. I feel dirtier watching this than I do googling some of the shit you've made me Google.
Oh.
All right, this is my. this is it. All right, what I found out from half an hour of Super Switch.
Is your missus into it?
Well, hang on. I've been away, but so it's basically it's just more flogs screaming out, I want to be on TV. That's what it is, right? So basically what happens is they get two couples where one of them is a dead set coat.
Do you want me to describe to the audience what a coat is?
No.
The one word that we beep out of this show, of a thing.
Coat.
At least you need to explain it.
So basically what happens is they get two couples where one of them is a dead set coat and they swap partners to be with a bigger coat for a while, making them think that their coat isn't that coaty. Yeah. Then they meet up for dinner to discuss how it's going, and you wouldn't believe it, Ralph. You wouldn't believe it, but the first dinner ended up in shouting and one of the coats storming out in tears because she found out her partner slept in some bed, in the same bed as his coat swap, while she made her poor flog sleep on the couch.
What are your thoughts on the bed? Should she have slept in the room or on the couch?
She shouldn't have worried. Because because they made a pillow wall between them, Johnny. A pillow wall between them, which clearly he couldn't climb over to shag his new coat. It's like saying, it's okay, we slept top and tail. That's the worst excuse I've ever heard, because all the good bits are still lined up, aren't they?
Absolutely.
What is that all about? That's the worst excuse. Oh, we slept top and tail. That's all right, then. The only things we're touching was my dick. And. but your feet stunk.
Ruffy's gone again.
That's a rot, that is. But my review, 0 stars, and please take it off the telly right now. And another thing, And you know, I've been away. So if I get home and find this shit is on my IQ series link, Gnomesy's another step close to becoming a required wife.
What are the chances?
It's pretty fucking strong, to be honest with you. I'm a little concerned. I'm going to get home before her. And if it's on there, then.
It wouldn't be on tonight because the footy's on, is it?
I don't know.
I don't know.
No, it wouldn't be on the night if there's.
Yeah, but what day is it?
It's Friday somewhere.
It's not. It's fucking not. Don't what? Start. It's Friday somewhere now. It's not. It's only Thursday. Until about 9 o'clock tonight, then it might be Friday in New Zealand.
You can't be sure.
Yeah, I can be.
Okay. Well, it's Wednesday. I know that. It's Wednesday and Friday somewhere.
It's Wednesday somewhere. So a lot of people jumped on that this week.
Before we lose our sport rating. Again. Before we lose our sport
rating. We spoke about the slide. That was at a sport.
Why particularly do we want to be in the sport rating?
Because we got less to beat.
Is that true? Oh, no. Oh, we don't want to take on academics.
Mate, well, it's going to put us in some like religious category or something, just so we're up to number one.
You two both know that if you go much further, that's my next one. talking Bibles with Gary and Hay.
Are you serious? Yeah. Sex cults? What? Category?
Well, that's what
sex
I'm saying.
Sex education category?
We have no chance against them, but the age footy podcast.
I've got a mixed list and a G's list as well.
Well, this is what I was getting to. This is so unique. This week, mixed list is about mixed list.
Oh, really?
Well, since our last podcast, we have had Mick Malthouse along with Ken Hunter, Brad Hardy, Jim Dean, Trevor Barker, and Ron Evans inducted into, Scotty, the opinion-based Hall of Fame.
Yep.
And it'd be fair to say afterwards, Mick's fantastic speech, but then Nathan next day was on SEN, and Mick's list became part of the conversation.
It really did. You go. He basically said that he's on his list, didn't he?
Yeah.
And Mick said he doesn't have a list.
Yeah.
Mick, you do have a fucking list.
And it's right here.
It's long. I'm right here. But he's got a list and I've got a list that's named after Mick's list. And going on it today is more fucking researchers, don't.
All right. What have they done?
Researchers. Can they, seriously, you almost have to put them all under one category, Canadian researchers this time.
Yep.
They have written a piece, which I've deleted quickly because it's shit. It just proves that research is bad. You shouldn't do
any. Market research, worse.
Dodgeball is oppression. Yeah, dodgeball. Yeah, like dodgeball at school and that.
Yeah.
What do we call it? Brandy or something?
Dodgeball.
Was it dodgeball the same? Yeah, dodgeball. They reckon it's a form of oppression because it's stronger people picking on weaker people and intentionally trying to hurt them. And it should be banned from schools.
Sounds like this
podcast. Do your kids play it?
I hope so. Mm. Hope they wear some. Hope they give some.
Yeah, well, exactly.
My daughter wouldn't. She's an angel. But Canadian researchers, they can go and get rooted.
I thought of you with the US soccer team.
Why?
Does 13-0 in soccer qualify as good sportsmanship? And would we be asking that about this question if it was a men's World Cup? Those were the inescapable topics that came after US beat Thailand by a shocking 13-0 scoreline.
Be good for them.
The most lopsided World Cup history, men's or women's, in the Americans' opening game of the World Cup. And the answers, at least in this column, this is Grant Wall in Sports Illustrated, are yes, the 13-goal disparity is fine and actually demanded by the way FIFA sets up group tiebreakers. And yes, we'd be asking the same question if it happened in men's World Cup, same way we asked the question of men in early season college football blowout. But the exuberant US goal celebrations that accompany gold 11, 12, and 13. Well, there's another question indeed. Scotty, do you know anyone who's kicked 14 goals in a game?
I do.
Was there any celebration? Did you pull back the celebration the longer you got into your...
Fuck no. It got worse. You certainly don't pull it back. But you know what? It'd be good was it women's?
Yes.
It'd be good for the Thai women because...
Character building.
It's character building, and it's like they've got everything going for them back at home. They've got the best of facilities and world-class water and food, and they're not a third-world country at all. So it'd be good for them to face a little bit of hardship once in a while. Bad luck.
What about in junior sport? Do you think you should run better. Up?
Hey, you either win sport. Or you learn.
You win or you learn.
That's right. Who said that? Where did I say that? Did you say that?
Confucius.
It wasn't him. It was who was that?
Me.
I want to go back to the Hall of Fame.
Well, I remember you give me a word of the day. I was looking back on our text.
Yeah, what was it?
Just looked.
Cancho.
What?
It says Ralphie.
on the lines of that.
You're a sick human too, Ralphie, that one. It's not very nice.
On the lines of that, yes. I watched my daughter play soccer for the first time on Sunday, right?
Yep.
First time I got to watch her because my boy's footy directly conflicts with it. I don't pick sides. I coach his footy team, right? Just so people know.
He's out of win?
No, not yet. We had a bye in the weekend, so that was as good as we get.
Yeah, good stuff.
My daughter's team won 1-0.
Yep.
Under nines or something, I think it is. They won 1-0. So they sung their song on the pitch.
They keep score in soccer like that?
Yeah. You can't, like, not. There was only one goal. There was only, like, one goal scored. They knew it went in the net. The opposition knew it went in the net. And the opposition knew that they didn't score a goal.
They, like, men in black and go.
No, they don't. And so there was one goal kicked for the whole game. Okay. So they sung their song because they won.
Yeah, gotcha.
Imagine more despair than straight after the opposition sang their song.
Well, that's what I mean.
Celebrating for your loss?
They don't keep score then.
They do.
Then why'd they sing?
Well, how can they not keep score? The ball went in the net once. They can't forget that.
Well, maybe they do. Maybe they're taught to forget it.
Do you think they should sing the song on the ground? I don't think they should.
Oh, because that hurts the feeling of the opposition. They can sing the song wherever they bloody want.
Yeah, a win's a win. Yeah. You got to teach these kids. Winning and losing happens. Kill you. Not everyone makes it in this world. You know, there are losers in this world. Yep. It's funnily enough,
You know who the losers are? The fuckwits that say we can't score in junior sport because it might hurt their feelings.
No, mate.
They're the losers.
Hey, I'm with you.
I have to get the reverse stick out.
I need to put the what?
You can't keep saying
this sort of stuff on the podcast, Ralph. What's a reverse stick?
That's not in Urban Dictionary.
Well, he said reverse stick.
I bet you it is. What do you need to do?
Well, we brushed over something because I want to get Dane, who tweeted out, big congrats to Mick for the Hall of Fame induction last night. Yeah. I owe an extraordinary amount of my career to him. No way I hung that long without him or even played 30 games. Well done, Mick. Dane, please expand.
That's pretty fucking obvious. I would have thought, mate.
I didn't say explain. I said expand.
What do you want me to expand? What do you want me to say?
About your relationship with Mick and what do you think of him now years after you've retired.
Desperate to hang on to the sports and recreation.
Oh, we met on Grindr. And then I gave him my...
Mick Mullen. Put that in the paper, son. Yeah, exactly. I met Mick Mullen outside Grindr.
And then we had a Boston pancake and away we went. So there it is. Do you want me to keep expanding on exactly what happens? Ralphie, I can.
I wouldn't. What else you got in your little book there? I'll have to ask.
Christian
O'Connell's number.
No, it was great. Like, well,
we do. Yeah. Don't worry about it. We've got it.
You're going to know all about it next Sunday night on one of these channels. Clearly he saved my career when I was Scott Todd. I was going to be sacked. You know, we all know that story. And whether you liked the way I played or you didn't, he made me the player I was. So he could have easily sacked me before I'd played fucking five games. So that is hence why I said that.
Outside the headlines, Nathan Buckley actually wasn't having a go at him, but I made a point of listening to the whole lot.
Right. Well, I didn't see it. So I didn't hear it on air, so I read it, and you don't get the context.
So it was a long chat, and he said part of it was he got the best out of him, hence Norm Smith and Brownlow and so forth. Mick got the best out of Nathan.
Yeah.
But he also said that Mick wouldn't have wanted a yes-man situation with a captain-coach relationship. And he said the obvious part of that is looking at the other captains that he had, and you look them up and there was Jim Edmund and Rick Kennedy and John Worsfold and Nick Maxwell. So he obviously likes strong characters around him too. I assume he wouldn't like yes men around him,
No. And you can challenge him.
Yeah.
You'd want to have some pretty good ammo on you. But, you can challenge him in the right way, of course. He's a massive competitor. He'll do anything to win, Mick. And I don't think I've seen a more competitive beast than Mick. Like, he'd been a...
Oh, just quietly, Nathan's pretty fucking competitive.
That's a good point. I just don't understand they make such a big deal about it and that sort of thing. And the media are saying that...
You're in the media.
Yeah, but I'm...
You classify this as media?
No.
just asking.
I do radio and I do some telly and it's so hard not to swear at him now. Let me just say
it's maybe your last year. When's your contract up? I suggest you try and extend.
I'm a week-to-week proposition. But certain sections of the media want to write about it and make that a big deal and make it a fight and all that sort of thing. But it's just a couple of blokes who don't actually really care for each other that much anymore and they don't have to.
No.
Who gives a shit?
You meet hundreds, you know, maybe 100 people in footy. You walk off with probably a group of 5 to 10.
Yeah. Like, Mick said that to me 20 years ago. You'll walk away from footy with five of your best mates.
Exactly. Like you still, a lot of if mates, you still you see know, people at a bar or yeah. Footy funk, you stay alone, you're nice, but you don't have the number in your phone or you don't catch up with them unless you're at footy function. So it's just the way of the world.
And what about the 2002 team that he said his photo in his office and he spoke with such affection? Now, you were part of that, Scott. You didn't
sure
play
was.
In the grand final. But what was so good about that team?
Because I think...
why would Mick have such a
fiction? Why did you tell me to look up Lindbergh Lemonade?
I didn't. I'll tell you about it later today. It's not the worst one, is it? It's weird.
Yeah, it's weird.
It's really, really weird.
It's weird. Why would you pee in someone's ear during sex?
It's not... Yeah.
That's outrageous.
When you're having ear sex. Apparently that's a thing.
Is it?
Yeah. I didn't know until I read it, but apparently ear sex is
must
a
be,
thing
it must
now.
Be a real big fucking ear something real small.
Yeah, you want to. Yeah, if you. Nims would be looking for someone like a Brett Heady type or someone like that.
Always said Winks in the 2016.
A big ear cavity.
I always said Winks in the 2016 Cox Plate was the greatest certainty ever. But can I say the greatest certainty ever is no one ever went from talking about Mick Mordow to Lindbergh Lemonade. Without breaking stride.
Cummo keeps passing me his phone to look at shit.
Give it back.
Sometimes,
2002, Cummo.
Keeps setting me up. I can't help but look.
Because I don't think there were any... Nathan Buckley would be the only one. The rest of the team wasn't made up of superstars.
Yeah.
I think the rest of that team was...
When?
2002.
Oh,
you
pardon?
Weren't one then, yeah, mate.
You excuse
weren't
me.
You
that's
weren't
my,
one yet.
Mate, I was flying.
Willie reserves reserves. And I think that's the best thing about that side is because Mick got the best out of that list of players that was bereft of genuine A-grade superstars. There were some very good players in the end in their careers, and you look at them now. But at that time, you know, it was Bucks. Scotty Burns was ever reliable. Licker was becoming a really good tagger.
James Clement,
who was reinvigorated down back.
Didac Tarrant.
But they weren't A-grade superstars at the time. They were getting there.
Okay,
so they were getting there. So that was my point. I reckon that's why he likes that side so much, because I don't reckon he probably coached the side better.
Rocker.
Why was 2010 so good?
Getting there.
Why was what?
Why was the side so good? Why did you gel so well to win the premiership?
Well
through Mick and...
You're looking at him.
There you go.
I wasn't there then.
Yeah. Why were we so good? I don't know, because we had a fair bit of talent and we were super close. We played for each other. We were a really tight group and we obviously had a lot of talent. We had a good game plan that worked.
Ferocious. Yeah, pressure was amazing.
Yeah, we played out on the field and we played out off it, so I think that was a good combo. A lot of similarities in like this year's Pies side, and they, you know, very, I don't know, they probably don't celebrate as hard off the field, but they're very tight. Yeah, you can see how much they want to play for Bucks or we wanted to play for Mick, and they're a very good side, and you know, hopefully they get the job done. But 2010 was a great year. Pass me his phone.
Straighten up, Ralph, will you?
Yeah.
Straighten up and get back to what our wheelhouse is about. I've got someone for G's list, all right?
Yes.
For Fraser's list. Israeli man.
Really?
Israeli man, a 47-year-old man in Beersheba, the largest city in Israel.
I've been in Israel in a month.
Negev Desert. Has been arrested for...
So I went from me to you then, Nims.
Well, you gave me a blank look. I look at Nims, he's shaking his head too, and I didn't even bother looking at Swanee.
if the Jew gave you nothing, you could have just given up straight away.
That's a good point. That's a good point. An Israeli man. Do you know him, Ralph?
No.
you don't.
No. Not at all.
I thought you'd really like this story. He's been arrested for aggravated robbery after stealing nearly 30,000 Israeli shekels. I love the word shekels. What a great word. He stole stealing nearly 30,000 Israeli shekels, which is about 12,000 Australian, from two banks in the region. Which weapon do you think he used? What was your weapon of choice, do you think, Swanee?
Nunchucks.
No. Ralph, you got one?
No.
Nims? Yep, that's his fucking input. Good input, Nims. An avocado. An avocado disguised as a grenade. You should fill this bag or I'm going to throw this grenade. And after the second bank, he got absolutely rolled. But I was so impressed with that.
I know.
And I just, my mind started wandering. Imagine what this bloke could do with a butt plug shaped piece of ginger. Fuck me. How good would he be? What would he do?
Banana.
Fort Knox.
Hang him up.
But an avocado disguised as a grenade, and he robbed two banks. So he's going on G's list.
You talk about your mindset.
An Israeli man who, for some reason, Ralph doesn't know.
Could you imagine him scurrying around the house going, fuck, what have I got here? I really need some shekels. What can I use? What the fuck have we got here?
I'm low on shekels, but I've got some avocados.
Nah, an orange ain't going to work. That's not grenade. Coloured apple, nah. A pear, ginger. No, we'll use that later.
To celebrate.
Yeah. The Boston pancake, no thanks. We'll get that later. An avocado, fucking beauty. There's a grenade, if ever I've seen one.
There you go. So
You said your mind started wondering.
It did.
And you said you liked the word shekel.
Yeah.
Yep. My mind started wandering back to my junior days.
I was going to say, hope that's not in the Urban Dictionary.
Read that out.
I did. Schmeckel. Schmeckle, the Jewish slang word, refers to a properly circumcised wang that is the centerpiece in Israeli porn. In fact, most Israeli secular media is not complete without one. A schmeckle is the...
You're a sick human, Ralphie. Yeah. That's disgusting.
What is wrong with you? Why don't you bring this podcast down to that disgusting level?
We don't want to come down to your level. You're a filthy human.
It's the only bit of Jewish about me. Just shout out there.
I'm guilty.
Hey, Nims. Yeah. Four schmeckles in here. Take your pen back and don't talk to us again. Stop it. We're going to stop passing phones around. Tell you what. What else?
From Philip White on our Instagram.
It's time to talk to the people.
A bloke named Dan Morgan, I need to give him credit, said, when getting home from a big night out, immediately strip down your undies, walk backwards into your bedroom or couch. If the better half wakes up and turn a light on and exclaim, you are heading to the front door to investigate a noise, you'd appear to be heading the right direction. Zero to hero in a second.
Clever. That's a genius move.
That's a bit of G-list.
That's a bit better than... mate, I slept in the spare room and didn't want to wake you. It was all stank and I only got home 4 minutes ago.
From Mr. Campen, craft beer or local super on tap?
He's not going to like this answer. What? I'm a real pale ale type bloke at the moment. Yeah.
What was the question?
Craft beer or the local super?
Carlton draft.
You wouldn't go. You'd go Carlton draft after 150 lashes.
Yes, I'm Carlton man. We serve it at the Albion, in the pasteurised tank. So magnificent.
They do too. You're sitting right above there. They're fresh. One's changed every 47 seconds. It's magnificent. Carlton draft.
Speaking of which,
we will accept that as payment.
Speaking of which, of a pub atmosphere, just keep the diary free for Collingwood Adelaide later in the year if you're in Melbourne, wherever we are in the world listening.
Right.
Just keep the diary free.
Why?
Well, I think we should have a pub day to watch, pub afternoon to watch the footy.
Right, I like it. Ralphie's just, are you free?
I don't know what the date is.
No, Ralphie's just trying to get live audience. Yeah, I'm not sure we want that. It'll be a bunch of people in bondage gear sitting in front of us laughing away. Hey, tell me about a Cleveland steamer.
So a hot meal is?
No.
Save it for next week when we're filming.
I'm just picturing the admission line and there's people there like in Pulp Fiction with a billion dollar mouth.
Yeah, Blue Oyster Bar, Police Academy. That'd be some real weird shit.
From T. Jarrett, does Lightning McQueen get car or life insurance?
Oh, well, that's a head scratcher.
Fuck's Lightning McQueen.
Cars? What? Cars,
Wasn't he in The Great Escape or something?
No, that's Steve McQueen.
Oh, okay.
Lightning McQueen's an animated car that Owen Wilson plays the voice of.
Yeah, no, very good question, absolutely.
From Gary Mullane, could have mentioned him for the G-Train Award and someone we never thought we'd put on the G-Train list.
Be the judge of that.
Well, it's un-Australian, but credit to Virat Kohli this week.
Yeah. Shutting down the Indian supporters who were booing Steve Smith.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was good sportsmanship. And, who was the guy when KD went down in game six?
Kyle Lowry, Danny Green, and Sergio Barclay all stopped it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Very nice. Game seven tomorrow. Looking forward to that.
From Youngie.
Game six.
Who wins?
Hopefully Golden State to make it to seven, but it doesn't look likely.
What day will it be on?
Probably Thursday somewhere.
There will be Thursday there. Well done, buddy!
Yeah! From Youngie, who are the most famous people in your phone, Scotty and Swanee? And your phone too, Ralphie, but you can't use Hootie or Croft.
I don't know. Swanee had me on that.
Ed's pretty famous in Australia.
Ed's very famous. Everyone knows Ed.
Hemsworth and Damon.
don't have their numbers. You don't have their numbers.
What?
You got their numbers?
How do you know it? Oh, well.
Well, I'm asking you the question.
No.
You met them.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, just, you know what? Yeah, Kevin Bloody Wilson.
There you go. Exactly right.
No, you know, but, yeah.
From Jason on Twitter, Cripps is bigger than Jonathan Brown. Were powered forwards of the late 90s, early 2000s just too lazy to run around the middle?
Yeah, yeah. What? We didn't have to, mate. We had midgets kick the ball to us. Make us look good.
On our actual footy chat last week,
I
put verbatim stuff about the goal kicking.
Yes. That's what
you said. You said there's lack of technique, basically.
Yeah, lack of routine and practice.
And Swanee said it's all about pressure.
Swanee said lack of mental strength.
And then we went on about that for 5 minutes. Yep. And I just put it verbatim on Insta, to which Swanee said, see, proves I'm right.
What?
How?
That was your answer, see, proves I'm right.
Well, tell me it didn't.
It's a big 4 days, wasn't it? Yeah, it's a big long weekend.
It was.
What else you got?
From Maddie, are vegans allowed to eat Mexican pork?
What? Read them first and write down the ones that you can say.
Yeah.
But now I want to know what he said. What about he say? Can vegans eat what? Mexican what?
Pancakes.
Oh, I'm not Googling that.
From Helen.
Lightning McQueen.
Why do vegans eat plants? Don't they realise plants are alive and have feelings too? They are murderers.
Yeah.
Is that a comment?
Can I just say something? Nims has just pulled up a screen of Lightning McQueen. And I was about to say he's using the internet role, but now he's just Googled Mexican pancakes. Nims, they know that we're using the studio.
From Daniel to Swanee, this will be wherever you are in the world. You probably already know this by now. But any advice for Dusty Martin as his first game as skipper?
No, I never had the pleasure of being captain. So if I got no idea,
you never captained your side.
No,
it says it like what you haven't. You're a loser, mate. Yeah. How many times you captain the Caulfield Tech diving team? Hey,
each time.
Well, you're the only one in it.
He's a man of few words, so it'd be nice to see what his pre-game speech is like. Because he doesn't.
Oh, mess! So it's like a mask. It's like a skin mask for girls.
What?
I am just
a Mexican pancake.
It dries out and
scrolling
peel it off.
Saying,
oh, I didn't feed it to her.
What about this and what about that? Dave Lloyd. Run us through your Adelaide trip, Swanee. How was Moonta, the Port Club? Good shows.
Moonta's good joint. Long one.
It was a long one. They were lovely people. Adelaide was all right.
Do you know what I've discovered is Adelaide's easy to take cheap shots at.
Yep.
But for people who haven't been there or don't go there, I'm going there quite regularly.
Yeah, that's awesome.
People are quality.
I actually walked into a bar that had unisex toilets and ladies. I thought that was discriminatory against men.
Yep,
That's unisex toilets and ladies toilets.
Oh, so, but surely if it's out and about that men use them more than
there was no piss shots.
No,
that isn't biology.
I thought that was odd.
Isn't biology sexist?
I don't know. Ralph, what are you talking about?
If you go to a concert.
We're almost losing him, quick.
If you go to a concert.
I want
to
do me tips.
How short?
What?
How many did you get this week?
How short's a cube
for a week? How many did you get last weekend?
Eight.
There were only six games, what? Mate. There was only six games. What? Stop lying.
No, VFL. I tipped him in.
From Andrew, going to be in Vegas from July 1 to 3. What are Swanee's things to avoid other than a bed and sleeping?
The police. Security.
From Vula, hi legends, what's your view on the AFL cracking down on fans' banter behaviour? Mm. Won't be long before the Pies cheer squad gets targeted. They've gone loopy. I vote for Eddie, the next CEO of the AFL. At least everything will be black and white.
What about vote? I'll sort it out. Let me the best CEO. What did Gil make a year?
1.8 or 2, isn't it?
Fuck, please, get me in there.
Take a pay cut, whatever the fuck you're doing now. But, hey, Vula, you go nuts. We know Vula. You go nuts, Vula. Lovely. And just keep doing what you're doing.
Yeah.
From Drunk Logic, I can understand Scotty not trusting small blokes and non-drinkers.
Yes, fair enough.
But having his steak cooked well done trumps all those
shots. Not well done. Who said that?
I see the least trustworthy ladder is a well done steak, gap, male nannies, guys with fluffy dogs. Small blokes, non-drinkers.
Who fucks this bloke? Fucking He-Man over here, is he?
He has his steak blue. He's got a pit bull.
He rips into a cow's arsehole. That's why I start biting a raw cow.
Cut its horns off and wipe its ass.
I eat it rare, but I got a fluffy dog.
You eat rare? No, medium well I am.
I've got a fluffy dog, though. Well,
man, tell, who was that, Ralph? You lost him now?
That was from Drunk Logic.
Hey, Drunk Logic.
He's a Manly man.
I think it's his real name. DL, mate, it's boy, we didn't invent fire. We discovered it. I was learned on this podcast a long time ago, about ep two or three or seriously, meat him well. That's why we cook and we use our fire to cook meat.
From Nick, any chance you like getting a TV show anytime soon, like Croft and Hurst?
I can't imagine if we're with our content. So. No. Yeah.
And if we did, it'd be pre-recorded because none of us are coming in on that time that we could go to air.
Yeah, YouTube next week, though. Or is it really?
Yeah.
I think? Yeah.
We're doing that.
We'll put it on.
Right. Yeah. You know how to do that. Stop nodding. Put a microphone in front of your face.
Shall we thank people who have bought our merch?
Yep.
No. No.
Thank them.
I don't thank them.
All right, just we'll rush through this from Facebook. From Jeff, what's the best nickname you've heard? I'm partial to limbs for a bloke named Tony Hancock. Tony Hancock. What's your favourite nickname of any player you played with?
Brett Headies.
Yeah, Brett Headies.
Jobby.
Yeah, that's not bad.
You, Swanny?
Oh, mate.
Jono for Ben Johnson. Very clever. No, I fucked if I know. I can't remember.
What's he doing with his phone?
Just taking a photo of Nims's shirt. He will stay anonymous.
You're going to be tweeting that out, eh?
No, you are from our side.
No. Damage your own bread.
I've got that 30-second video. You stand up against the wall, vomiting, spewing water out of your fucking mouth. So you can either put it on ours or you can put it on mine. Yeah.
It's
up to you.
Don't turn up here, bloody in bad nick, Ralph.
Yeah, sorry about that. All right, from Pete. No, he can't explain a mahogany canoe. From
so you know what? No, because it sounds like poo again. he knows. You can't know what a mahogany canoe is, do you? You bet you do too, you dirty bastard.
From Corey, what made both of you want to do a podcast? Who asked you to join and why? Love the podcast. Keep up the great work. It's now Wednesday somewhere in the world.
Yeah, well, you know what? You don't get an answer now. You don't get an answer from that because he's giving that it's Wednesday. It is a Wednesday in the world. Yeah, right. Mahogany canoe, feeling a little lonely?
No.
Todd opened his freezer and set to work with his mahogany canoe.
No. From Trevor, is there anything you blokes say on the pod that wouldn't get someone kicked out of an AFL match nowadays?
How long are we going for? About 5/8 of it?
Follow-up question, what's the worst, funniest thing you've heard from a spectator during the game?
Someone called Benny Johnson a baked bean head.
Baked bean head. I had a second game ever. I had a Essendon. I remember to lean over the fence and scream at tell Mick Martin that he was scaring his kids. We wish he could just piss off, please, which I laughed at, and then Mick punched me. Hey, mahogany canoe's the same thing as an Alaskan pipeline also another. But why do they want to keep freezing this?
Oh, I don't know. It's not good.
Time for Swanee's tips, as we say. Thank you.
You're a fuckhead again, mate. I'm getting them in.
No, you're not, mate.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.